أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا من فضة قدروها تقديرا. In the previous ayats also, Allah Ta'ala explained of the great ni'mats the people of Jannat will enjoy. That there won't be any sunshine, but yet sometimes a person will like some shade, so there will be shade arrangements for them also. And also that the fruit of Jannat will come down to them where they are, in whichever position they are in. The fruit will come right to them. Further, Allah explains other great ni'mats of the people of Jannat will enjoy. وَيُطَافُ عَلِيهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ. اور لوگ ایسے پھرتے ہیں ان کے پاس برتن چاندی کے اور آپ خورے. And they will be served by people there where in utensils that will be made of silver and also goblets, drinking glasses that will be also made of silver. And at the same time, كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. جو ہو رہے ہیں شیشے کے. They are made, we cannot understand, we in this worldly life of ours, we can't enjoy, understand the ni'mats of Jannah. They will be made of silver and of crystal clear glass that will be shining. So silver is a thing that you cannot see through it, but it is made of silver, but at the same time crystal clear also, that you can see through it also. In other words, such great the utensils will be, the goblets will be, that it will be, that itself will be so wonderful and so great. Further, قوارير من فضة, شیشے ہے چاندی کے, that it is this glass, but it is made of silver. And of course, not the glass and silver of this dunya, but of Jannah. And of what qualities it will be, it's beyond our imagination. And as it comes in a hadith sharif, that the ni'mat of Jannat is la aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen, wala udhunun sami'at, no ear has ever heard, wala khatra ala qalbi bashar, and no person can even ever imagine what those enjoyments will be. Qaddaruha taqdeera, maap rakha hai unka maap. And in this utensils, the pure, wonderful wines of Jannat, which will be completely halal and it won't be intoxicating in any way whatsoever. But it will have that great enjoyment, and that will be given in a measure which the people will just want so much. And the explanation of that is, the ulama give, that in this worldly life sometimes you want to drink something, some juice, some water, whatever it might be, but you find it was too little. It didn't quench your thirst. The glass was too small or whatever, it didn't quench your thirst, and you take more. And you get little, hardly it can be called a difficulty or a parishani in the mind. Or sometimes you want water or something, and you say, just give me half a glass, and they fill the glass, or they give it to you in a jug. That also upsets you a little bit. In other words, in Jannat, there will be no upsetting like that also. In your tabiat also, you won't feel a little bit that this drink was too much, it was too little. Just how much you desire, so much it will be. So even that little upsetting will not be for these people of Jannat. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. اور ان کو وہاں پلاتے ہیں پیالے جس کے ملونی ہے سونٹ. And they will be given a drink also in Jannat, and this will be flavored. It will be mixed with ginger. We read previously a drink will be given, and that drink will be of camphor, mixed with camphor. So this ulama explained will be for different reasons. And what a beautiful explanation, that the people of Jannat will never feel any upset in anything or any difficulty. So they won't feel ever hungry also. Never ever will they be hungry. But now if you're not hungry, you don't enjoy food. That food is not enjoyable until a person has the desire for that food. And there, the desires will be fulfilled all the time. So the drink of camphor will be such that it will create the desire for food. Now a person will feel that little hunger. Now he will enjoy that food completely. Like a sick person, you give him the best of food, biryani, samosas, kebabs, etc. But that person just doesn't have any feeling. He can't eat it, he doesn't enjoy it. So like that, the people of Jannat would not have enjoyed the fruit of Jannat. But by drinking that drink of camphor, now the desire for the food will come. And now they will enjoy it. And after meals, they will have this drink of zanjabila, of ginger. And this will be such now that little bit a person feels that he has overeaten or is getting chest burns or anything like that. That will remove any and everything like that. So they will feel completely comfortable again. They won't feel anything whatsoever. Like after eating, you feel you have overeaten your stomach. You feel a little upset. So that also won't be there for the people of Jannat. And all this will be Ainan fiha tusamma salsabila. Ek chashma hai usme, uska naam kehte hai salsabil. This will flow from a certain fountain of Jannat, and they will call it their salsabil, the fountain of salsabil. From there these beautiful drinks of Jannat will be flowing, and they will enjoy it. Ulama have also written that this will be really for the people of the highest stages of Jannat. They will enjoy these great ni'mats. So while Allah has given us this opportunity in this dunya, we should try and make tawbah of all our sins and endeavor more and more for that everlasting life of the year after. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.